coming on to bowl for St Fagans is Owain Hopkins.
They allow the game to be balanced and fair, and without them the game of cricket would be in disrepute. You may think that your century-scoring batsman or wicket-taking bowler is the most important player on the cricket field, but without umpires, the game wouldn't even be taking place. Dean Kosker, who recently announced his retirement from Glamorgan after 20 years of playing for the county, has seen the men and women in the middle for longer than most.
Well, it's huge to really look after the officials of cricket. You know, they're very important. They're the lawmakers, but they've also got to be respected as well. And you know, they're very important in the game. And you know, the game of cricket wouldn't be able to survive without proper officials in the game.
But if they are so important, why is there a deteriorating number of umpires in the Welsh game? Llandeilo Cricket Chairman Mark Bleasdale, who throughout his tenure as chairman hasn't witnessed an umpire officiate a home or away game in the last couple of years.
Last time here would have been at the beginning of the season, three seasons ago, so it's more than 3 years ago that we had one here. As a club, we've probably only had them a couple of times away as well, so they're not really featuring in the bottom half of the South Wales League.
Richard Emerson Thomas and Max Munday have played at Llandeilo for a combined 40 years, and both have noticed that there's been a massive decrease in the amount of umpires officiating in the league.
When we joined the league about 25, 30 years ago, we used to find in most matches that we'd have two umpires on a regular basis. We find now that if we get one umpire for a month, we'd be exaggerating.
But why has there been a decrease?
The umpires that we do have are getting older and older and older, so there's less youngsters coming in at the bottom. There's less youngsters actually doing the courses, so there's a depreciation in number, and the demography is against us as well.
But Trevor Smith, a prospective umpire, says not enough is being done to advertise umpire coaching.
You know, I myself was going to do a course this year with the umpires here, and there was all sorts of mix-ups and messes about dates of meetings and when we were going to do it, and so in the end I just gave it up.
There are currently around 200 umpires in the Welsh game registered with the Wales Association of Cricket Officials. Peter Williams, who is the education officer for the association, believes that the ageing demographic of umpires is an issue. Also, people are playing for longer, meaning that less people are converting to become umpires.
There's over-40s cricket, there are national over-50s and over-60s championships, and Wales even now has an over-70s side. These are all people who are on the field playing, whereas 10 or 15 years ago, they might well have been umpiring.
But what can be done to improve the dwindling number?
One of the ideas that's floated about is that the leagues should say to clubs, if you supply an umpire who's been appropriately trained, we'll give you a league point for every week you do that.
Jeff Evans, who officiates in the county championship, is in a minority as he doesn't have a first-class cricketing background, so he has proven that anyone can work hard and reach the highest level of umpiring and travel all over the world and officiate the world's best.
I owe an awful lot to the game of cricket, and it's taken me all over the place, and I've been to Sri Lanka, New Zealand, all over the place, India. I've officiated some of the best players the game has ever seen, you know. And it's been a huge honour for me, I have to say, from the little boy from Drivach to be stood in the middle with Brian Lara 22 yards away or Murray Litherland next year is a huge honour. And one I'll, you know, I'll cherish for the rest of my days, you know. And I've been very, very lucky. And if I can project that image, if you like, of what can happen if somebody's dedicated and committed to get into umpiring, then perhaps I'm an example of a non-first-class cricketer. What can be achieved, I suppose.
Training to become an umpire is open to anyone, both men and women. But what attracts people to become an umpire?
It's also a much better place to watch a game of cricket because you can't see a lot from 75 yards away on the boundary. So you're involved in the action. It's interesting, it's challenging, and you feel that you're doing something useful and deploying your skills in exactly the same way as the players are.
Former Hampshire and Glamorgan first-class cricketer Nigel Cowley, now a first-class umpire himself, would encourage anyone who has passion for the game to give umpiring a go, as the rewards are endless.
To do it at club level, you are doing it for the love of the game. And I sometimes don't think, certainly club players don't appreciate the time and effort umpires put into their league cricket. It's just being able to go out there and seeing world-class cricketers play, young players trying to make it in the game. It just brings everything back to what I've done, really. Just keeping fond memories, really.
Cricket will always need its men and women in the middle. As we've heard, it's testament to the game's popularity that players are playing for longer. But will there always be a steady number of umpires coming through? It's one of the biggest challenges facing the game today, and there are no easy answers.